But our government did promote it as a food, saying that dairy products were a square meal because they contained fat, sugar, protein, and minerals. The promotion was particularly important when World War I came about, because other staples like wheat and meat needed to be shipped to the front lines. And the importance of milk and its production got another increase when things like condensed or evaporated milk were added to the rations of troops and allies on the front lines who were struggling with nutrition. The driving need for dairy and the monetary support that came with it convinced a lot of farmers to lower their production of other crops and get a bunch of cows. But once the war effort ended, there was a lot of leftover milk and not a huge desire to drink it. Many dairy farmers had invested far too much in milk production and demanded help, which the U.S. government gave them. In 1946, the School Lunch Act was passed, which served a dual purpose. The government could make sure kids were getting enough calories in their delicate growing phase of life, while at the same time offloading agricultural surpluses on a captive population, which subsidized the farmer's income. For dairy farmers, the act included the requirement that school lunches include a cup of whole milk. And so, those little cardboard milk containers that are nearly impossible to open without ripping cemented their place in the hearts, minds, and fingernails of school-aged children across the U.S.